Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Sam Roberts with Roberts Fine Floors in Houston, Texas. Sam, how you doing?
Very well, thanks.
Good to be with you. I wanted to talk to you about a couple of things. Most importantly, you just got back from the NFA Spring Conference in Tucson. We'll talk about that in a minute. Why don't you just tell our audience, though, first, most people know you have 9 stores. You sell better-end goods. How are you seeing business down in Houston?
Well, I think business remains challenged, although we had a fairly significant increase in the first quarter year over year. Part of that's due to a little bit of improved business, and part of that is taking advantage of very poor numbers, relatively speaking, from last year.
Well, and, you know, a lot of people are saying on these year-over-year comparisons that the weather was such a huge factor, but down in Houston, you didn't have snow down there last year, did you?
No. weather is really never a factor, except in an unlikely event and very rare. Once every 20 years, we might get a hurricane, and that certainly affects things.
Yeah. Well, another thing I want to talk about your business, I know more than a year ago, when Circuit City was going down, you ended up buying one of their locations, and you put a store there. I've seen a picture of your store. It looks like a really neat store. How's that new store doing for you?
I think the store's doing okay. The numbers on the store are not yet what we'd like to see. It went into what I think is a good suburban area in Houston, but a lot of the upper middle suburban areas, were hit amongst the hardest, because what you have are people who are not tremendously house rich. And when the economy really went south, people's confidence went down. I think those areas were hit significantly harder than a couple of the old money wealthier areas, where really business continued reasonably well. Anyway, the store's continuing to improve, and the leasing environment has improved significantly in Houston recently, or at least it has for me. Of course, it's a relatively small sample, but we had some lease space also to take care of in that building, and we are at the very end stage of putting in the last major piece to filling that building, which will be, of course, quite good.
That's good, because I know several people like you have been in the business a long time. You ended up buying your building, and sometimes you bought the whole strip center that was adjacent to your store, and so you're in the real estate business as well as being in the flooring business, right?
Yes, that's absolutely true, and I'm not uncommon in that way.
That's right. Now, listen, one more question about your operation. Your wife, Valerie, has gotten into a little boutique furniture store, and that's actually doing pretty well, too, isn't it?
Yes. She opened this very beautiful rugs and accessory store. And, in fact, she was in High Point while I was at the NFA meeting, and she also returned late yesterday. And she was there since Sunday, and she's having a ball with it, and the store is beautiful. They're having a lot of fun doing it and working very hard at it, but they're doing really well.
Do you move more rugs out of that furniture store than you do out of your flooring-only stores?
Ha, yes. Yeah, we certainly do. She calls it dazzling decor. Uh-huh. And it's really, she's got quite a bit of furniture and accessories, you know. You know, beautiful occasional tables and beautiful chests and art mirrors and stuff. But she's got quite a lot of rugs in there, and they do a beautiful job with rugs, and there are a variety of reasons for it. The environment and the lighting is really quite good, and the selection is very good. But the other thing is that the huge, I'd say as big a difference as anything other than the environment, is the quality of the salesperson. It's her and two designers, and they really know rugs very, very well. And I think one of the underrated aspects of understanding the rug business is how important it is, especially in hand tufted and hand knotted rugs, to have someone who really is extremely familiar with rugs, really understands them, and also has an ability to help with color and style. And I think you combine those things with a great environment, and there's a very good chance for success. And without those things, I think you're heavily challenged.
Yeah, you know, Sam, I can't emphasize enough what you just said. People who know how to sell fashion are the ones that are doing well right now. I think even in the flooring business, those mechanics that want to talk about how it goes in, how it's installed, that are more tied up in that end of the business, they're not going to do as well as the people who know how to sell fashion.
No, because you're speaking the language that the woman you're talking to doesn't care to understand.
Right, exactly.
And she doesn't treasure that. What she's looking for is she wants something that she's going to put in her house, and every day when she's going to come home, is going to bring a smile to her face, and she wants it to continue that way. So Stainmaster's little tagline about making it beautiful and keeping it beautiful is really, I don't know that it's an effective advertising line, but very close to what the customer is really hoping to achieve. They want to find an ally who's going to help them select something that they are going to love and continue to love.
Okay.
And if you can do that, you're going to earn her business and her trust. And then when she wants to buy something else, she's going to come back, and you're not nearly as vulnerable to competitive pressure.
Okay, so you just got back yesterday from Dove Mountain in Tucson, Arizona, at the Ritz-Carlton, the NFA spring meeting. Tell us a couple of the highlights from the meeting.
There's always more than one aspect to those meetings. I think the business meetings, the vendor meetings went very well, and we always have an opportunity to gain a lot of traction with a lot of different folks at those things, because you're talking about principals of big businesses visiting with the people, you know, very highly placed at those mills. Plus, you get the opportunity to see all your friends, and Tucson's beautiful. This Dove Mountain location was really beautiful, and I got to do hot air ballooning, which I'd never done before, which I thought was very cool. So there were a whole lot of things, and the meetings went very well, and, you know, we always have a best practices segment. We always have that two-minute drill segment, and I got a lot of good notes on some things that I need to pay attention to, or maybe some things I needed to try, and thought that was a big success. And we had a couple of other very interesting things, talking about the possibility of a new group insurance opportunity. I think it was good on lots of levels.
Actually, I'm sorry I missed that two-minute drill. I love hearing that. That's when you go around the room, and you know, most people know the NFA is a bunch of very good retailers. They have to be doing at least $10 million a year at retail in flooring, and they go around the room, and they talk just 2 minutes apiece about what's making them successful. Is there any nugget or two that I guess you probably don't want to share because you don't?
I don't want to tell you the specifics. I will say this. You know, there's always a little bit of a – one of the things we like to do is everybody gives a very brief synopsis of how business is for them. And that gives you a very nice snapshot. But the other two things that we did this time as a point of interest was mention what was your best cost-saving strategy this year that was new. And there was all kinds of things, nuts and bolts things and business things and advertising ideas. What was a new advertising idea you tried this year that worked? And you get 40 guys who are really, really good at what they do. You get some pretty good ideas on both of those things, so it's really rewarding. It does take a long time because you have to, you know, 40 guys each taking 2 minutes, and as you can tell from listening to me, some of us are more loquacious than others. You know, it takes a while, but it's there's a value to it.
Let me just ask you one last question, and about to run out of time, but just, you know, when people are talking about promotion and they talk about traditional media versus web media, are you getting some traction off of what you're doing on the internet?
Yeah, we are. I wouldn't tell you that I believe that it should be done at the expense of traditional media, because I still believe that traditional media has its place. But I just can't imagine that anybody wouldn't understand the value of the Internet these days, certain knowledge, that a great many of your customers are going there for information and guidance, and an opportunity to create a predisposition for someone to be interested in your business, even if you can't sell something over the Internet or specifically drive a particular product. Think making those things available, you get a wonderful opportunity to communicate with the customer, and there are a lot of leads generated off the internet that are easily converted into sales. So there's no question the internet is a terribly important aspect of the business these days.
Okay, Sam, it's great to talk to you again. I know you've got to get to work after being gone for so long. We've been talking to Sam Roberts, who's one of the leading retailers in Houston, Texas, with 9 stores, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.